You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's military invasion of Ukraine is causing widespread concern over the inevitable civilian casualties and displacement of people around the country and across its borders with Hungary and Poland. Some analysts predict more than 100,000 people have already been displaced within Ukraine, a number expected to rise within heightened Russian aggression. Polish Minister of Internal Affairs Mariusz Kamiński says Poland welcomes Ukrainian refugees.
We've been preparing for weeks to face the wave of refugees that can be expected. We'll do everything possible to make those in need find a shelter in Poland. Poland is a safe country for its citizens, and it will be a safe place for our neighbours, friends, and those in such a difficult situation. We'll continue to support the Ukrainian state and the Ukrainian nation. Every Ukrainian may expect solidarity from the Polish state, and I believe every Polish citizen too.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani has expressed concern for civilians and condemned Russia's actions as a breach of international law.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is deeply alarmed about the Russian Federation's military attacks against Ukraine. Civilians in various parts of Ukraine were awoken today by the sounds of heavy bombardment and are terrified of further escalation, with many fleeing their homes. This military action clearly violates international law and puts at risk countless civilian lives. It must be immediately halted.
Ms. Shamdasani made special mention of the dangers of misinformation spread by the Russian government, such as President Putin's declared denazification propaganda used to help justify his invasion.
The High Commissioner calls for full respect for international humanitarian law, in particular the four Geneva Conventions of 1949 and its first additional protocol of 1977, as well as international human rights law. An information war is also underway, and it is particularly crucial at this time that we continue to closely monitor and attempt to verify reports of human rights violations. And this includes civilian casualties, damage to civilian objects, including critical infrastructure, and other impact on the human rights on the ground.
UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says Russia's use of force goes against the United Nations Charter and is unacceptable. In one last appeal, the Secretary-General said the situation is not yet irreversible and asked President Putin to take his troops back to Russia. Mr. Guterres is releasing funding for urgent humanitarian needs for anyone caught up in the conflict.
We'll immediately allocate $20 million from the Central Emergency Response Fund to meet urgent needs. We and our humanitarian partners are committed to staying and delivering to support people in Ukraine at their time of need. United Nations staff are working on both sides of the contact line, always guided by the humanitarian principles of neutrality, impartiality, humanity and independence. We are providing life-saving humanitarian relief to people in need, regardless of who or where they are.
With airspace closed, roads are clogged with desperate Ukrainians trying to escape the fighting. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.